Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
a review of a local theatre production of The 39 Steps by the Glenbrook Community Theatre. Now, the audience, fortunately, I suppose you should know, people in Ukraine, a few souls in Germany, France, a few other souls in the US and sprinkled around the world. And they're primarily interested, I think, in chemistry, chemical bonds, quantum mechanics. But I, from time to time, give reviews on various plays, musicals I've seen, pieces of music I've had, things as boring as trying to, just putting it down to realism, how to clean your pool, bushfire emergency, how you evacuate from Australian life in general. And I'm going to do a review of The 39 Steps. Also, what I tend to do is try to watch it, order it in my head cognitively and retell the story. And I have various ability to do that, to tell the story and some impressions, you know, tell the story a little bit and how things go. But I'm not going to do it this time. I'm actually going to just simply read who's involved and some of the director's notes. So if I read the director's note, you'll get a feel for this play. Now, this play, I would rate as what every play I see is the best play I've ever seen. Unfortunately, I'm a sort of an uncritical critic. I sort of really enjoy things at the level that they're at and just fully get into life and things like that. So this is by a lot of people you see around the streets up here in Glenbrook. So here's the director's note. The director's John Bailey, who performed a beautiful measured performance of, I think, the director, the inspector calls, things like that. It was beautiful. Thing. The 39 Steps has had an interesting evolution from the 1915 novel by John Buchan to the classic 1935 movie by Alfred Hitchcock, to the first stage adaptation by Simon Colby and Nobby Diamond, which toured north of England in 1995, and the version I have chosen, the Glenbrook Players production, the award-winning 2005 adaptation for the West End by Patrick Barlow. So it's gone from a play to, you know, reinterpretations on top of itself. I was attracted to the play primarily because it brings traditional storytelling practice into play, techniques that go back to Homer and beyond, where global drama unfolds, told through the exploits of a hero-heroine triumphing against the odds, which is actually true. So we follow this person, he's got a story. This is not the world of psychological realism, but a world of epic struggle and adventure, told, entertained and enthralled, but with an underlying narrative, as Hanny himself says, about the kind of world he wants. So this is Hanny, the character, and he's sort of thrown into it, and he has thrown into these things, where people try to help one another, help and not hinder. They do their best they can for other people too. Whatever problems they've got, they damn well look after each other. The style of production had to be a collaborative one where all the actors contributed fully to the creation of the physical narrative, drawing on the improvisation and mime tradition. And this was beautiful. So they had miming and sound effects coming together. Sort of like the classically, when a door was opened, you'd hear the sound effect, and the door closed, it finished. And this was done with the wind and playing acting. Commedia dell'arte and the broad comedy of Dario Fo. Using the building blocks of a very flexible set, the performers created a fictional world of light and shade, image where anything can become anything and the disbelief can be suspended for the sake of the story. A pulse of action, energy, sound and light telling, and a rocking good yarn. Enjoy.
Now, this is true. So there's a sequence there where the person came out with hats and they just quickly changed hats back and forth and did different characters. So it was a very good one. Okay, designer's notes. I'll read through the cast. 39 Steps presented some unique challenges from a design and construction point of view. To get a set for a plan with 33 scene changes covering multiple locations, London Flat Music Hall, train station, train, railway bridge, Scottish Moors, Crofters Cottage, aeroplane, Scottish Manor House, police station, assembly hall, car, Highland Hotel, bedroom, London Palladium Auditorium, the stage, and so on. I really like it. There's some really good scene changes. All these scenic elements needed to transform in a way that could be lifted and worked directly by the actors on the stage. The cast of 10 collectively playing 23 speaking roles and a range of animated objects, like a lampshade and things like that. After numerous drawings and reconfiguration, taking into account everything needed to fit into our limited stage area, the modular design took shape. Wow, if she did it, this person is a genius. If that is her original work, this person deserves a university degree. It was fantastic. Oh, God. At some points, every module piece on stage at some time, everything required, each scene was constructed out of five boxes, five ladders, 10 stools, a trunk, a table, and a hole, tied together stylistically by projection across the set. And black flats, which bring Alfred Hitchcock's 1935 iconic film. 39 Steps, the costume design also reflects the time period needed to some fast-paced action. Challenging? Absolutely. And enormously satisfying, brought to life. Okay, here's the cast. Tom Oughty, he did Richard Hanney. Good, yeah, he was fantastic. Perhaps pace and diction deep in there. Josh Stojanovic is a clown, Mr. Memory Policeman, Mr. Macquarie. He is just the classic projection of voice and the comic and the. It's just. Tune to Glenbrook, Alexander Smith, Compare, Large Gabriel Pope, Mrs. Higgins, Paperboy Policeman. Okay, I didn't know when he was a paperboy and policeman, it was a girl. Wow. Kane Baltris, policeman, pilot, chief inspector, dancing girl. Yeah, he's a nice person with a big beard. Cassandra Straziotto. Pamela Edwards, and that she basically, as far as, well, it's hard to say, I know her as a teacher, and there's sort of very, she brought a lot of her own persona to the role, and it was just an electrifying performance. It was just so good, that sort of pausing and timing was. I'm astounded. So I think when I say people are good, they feel a bit creepy. So I don't want to say she's too good, but she is, for my head, too good. Too good for me to actually process in my head the actual magnetic performance. Fantastic. Stephen Ray, Milkman, Sophie Seaborn, Margaret, Miss McIntyre, dancing girl, I think I know who she is. Professor Jordan, so I think John Bailey and director John Bailey and so it says Christopher Bailey, which is also now Benedict Hook is Annabella Schmidt, Mrs. Jordan and a clown. She just really got going there. There's a stage manager and there's someone who's a specific smoke operator. The web page by Anita Bridgman, just absolutely fantastic. And I managed to speak to front of house manager Anita now Kleinman, fantastic person who's been working with the company for 26 years. So that just gives you a general feel, and later on today a sort of detailed blow-by-blow review of just the general plot in some of the clever devices and my reaction and the context in which I got to see it. Thanks a lot for listening. That's just your first level review. I decided that I'd give it more factual review at the start, given that these poor people are going to look up the podcast and see what's written. And as you can see, it's not. It's got a poor audience, and the review deciding to actually just read out what you've said, and someone who is just annoyingly sort of goes into McDonald's or a cafeteria and say, "Look, this is the best food I've ever had." But I say that in generally, the performance was just shockingly good. Like, my brain is still trying to work out just how good it is, particularly that what's her name, Edwards, what's her on stage, she was the Pamela Edwards. She was just absolutely just so much fun in the role. She just sort of populated the role with the correct moods and moves. A fantastic performance.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.